Welcome to the Life on Target podcast. As always, I am your host, Nathan Spearing, bringing you a special Veterans Day episode. It just so happens that this episode is dropping on Veterans Day 2022, and I was frankly trying to figure out what to talk about this week, and naturally, through relationships, my checklist or my 12 things that nobody tells you about military transition came up with some friends, and seems only fitting that I talk about that here today to you, because I'm not seeing it being communicated by any of the military transition programs, any of the people that are talking about their own transition, because they're too busy reliving the glory days to tell you what's really actually hard. And so, as always, in true Life on Target fashion, I'm trying to be kind, but not necessarily trying to be nice. And for those of you that aren't in the military, that haven't served, that weren't veterans, etc., there's going to be a lot here for you, because I think the military likes to overplay their hand, and men that have served in the military like to think a little more highly of themselves than they should, that their experiences are bigger than the experiences of other men, and that they have unique problems. But when we peel back the layers of the onions, these are human conditions of sin that we all struggle with. So there's going to be something here for you. And I'm just going to go down the list pretty quick, and it's going to be brief because there's a lot to cover here, and I want to keep this short and sweet, and I want to keep it punchy. I want it to hit you in the gut. So in no particular order, the first one is, it was never about you. When you sign up for the military, you sign up to serve and defend something greater than yourself. And as you go through the process, you get a little jaded. You start to see how the world really works. And you start to try to get what's yours potentially, or you get a little bit of an ego. You accomplish some things. You get some rewards. You prove yourself on the field of battle. And like what I talked about with Jeremy Stalnecker, some of the traits that in the regular world that are rewarded or that are looked down upon, for example, anger, are actually rewarded. If you can be angry and you can scream at somebody, then you're going to get promoted. You're going to get looked on instead of leading in the way that you actually really should. So as you are about to leave, as you've served 4 years, as if you served 20 or 30 or whatever, remember that when you work, it's always for something bigger than you. And if you start to make it about yourself, you're not going to be in the right mindset. Next, you are solely responsible for making the transition go well. When you say, I'm done being in the military, when you say, I am through with this, you're essentially opting out of the mission of the military. The military is to win the nation's wars. I know that that mission maybe has gotten obscured by woke politics that would say that the mission of the military is to make sure women get a fair shot. And we talk about that in the Anthony Esselin episode, that that actually is contradictory to the war or winning wars, is to let women fight them. And I don't care if you're triggered. All the data points to that. And feminists don't care how many people are maimed in the process of advancing this wokeism. But anyway, you saying I'm done with the Army, you say I'm done with the Navy, I'm done with the Marines, I'm done with the Air Force. Coast Guard's not really military, but we'll go ahead and throw you guys in there. You're no longer supporting the mission. And so resources, it's nice if resources are allocated to help that go well, but in reality, you can't. That doesn't support the mission. And so you have to be the one that's ready to take ownership of it. And don't get mad. Don't waste your time about the people that are still on the train. We'll get to that more in a little bit. The next thing is, it's going to take longer than you think to get there. And by there, I mean whatever you think life after the military is going to be and how great it's going to be and where you think you're going to get now with your new life and all these great experiences that you got, where there may change what you think there is, what you think is fulfilling to you. And Kevin Owens and I talked about this on the Fieldcraft Survival podcast, that a lot of guys slack off the gas and they think, oh, I got my retirement check. I've been going hard for 25 years. I need a break. And what that actually does is put you into a metabolic state that you're not used to. You have no activity. You have no working out. You have no camaraderie. And there's actually identity crashing when you do this. And your physiology, you're not used to being sitting around. So identify where there is and go for it. And also realize that you didn't get to the top in the military. You didn't get where you were going through passivity. You got it through applying yourself. And then those of you in the lower branches or the ones that just kind of coasted along and got a paycheck, you're not going to achieve it if you're not willing to go for it. And this dovetails right into the next one, that prior levels of commitment and intensity are required. You know what it took to get to the very top. You got to relight the spark again. You're going to be going towards a new destination, and you're not going to get there by being passive. You're going to have to take it by force. You're going to have to go for it. And this is somebody who's trying to transition out of a job that they hate into entrepreneurship. You got to identify what you think is the mark, and you got to go for it. You got to focus. That's what Life on Target is about, focusing. What is that mark? Get your fundamentals right and focus and hit the mark. And it's going to require a lot of effort. It's going to require a lot of reps. It's going to require failure. It's going to require you recalibrating what you think is required and adjusting course, et cetera. Your leadership likely won't understand why you're doing this. Think about it. And this goes in the regular sector as well. Your boss is committed to what the company vision is. And now you're saying, I want to leave. I want to go somewhere else. That's undermining what he's aligned his life to do. He's maybe left his wives. He's maybe on his third marriage. He's maybe single, divorced his wife, and is trying to live out being a playa, even though he's 40, and he's forsook everything else for the military and let it all burn. And now you're saying, I'm going to go do something else. I'm not committed to the same vision that you are. And that's going to fundamentally undermine your relationship with your boss. You're no longer the person that's helping him get things done. A little story about that. I got called when I was a few months away from being out, and they said, hey, we want you to go support this free fall course, this ground course. You're going to drive the bus. Now, I was a free fall instructor, an accelerated free fall instructor. I was a military tandem master, and I still a civilian rated tandem master. And I was one of the very few people that was in a large pool that could teach students during this particular course, but they didn't plan well and they needed somebody to go drive a bus, and Nate's getting out anyway, so you're going to go drive a bus. And I told my boss, I don't bail you out of poor planning anymore. I don't cover down on these things that you forgot about and you think you can just throw in. My job now is transitioning. My job is making my life ready for my wife and kids, to be able to provide for my wife and kids. For me particularly, I was getting out short of 14 years. I was not getting retirement. I had 5 kids. I had 2 mortgages. We're going to talk more about that later. And you probably heard some variations of that story as interviews on other podcasts. But I was done. And I actually didn't tell them. I was already flying out there to do tandem instructing. And that was the deal I did with the course instructor, and he was paying for me to get out there anyway versus his budget. And I need to tell him that. Say, I don't bail you out of poor planning, and my job is to plan my transition well. And so find somebody else to drive the bus. And I don't even think he realized I went out there and did it. But anyway, I was employed in a much higher capacity. I already arranged that. And I proved to my leadership, you don't get to call me and bail you out. And that's why I like being in leadership or being in my own owner now. I don't get to get yanked around by the slinky game of people not planning and, oh, yeah, you could do that. We got to throw somebody at this. We did a terrible job managing our resources. And now your family's got to suffer for it. Or we got to employ a guy that is way overqualified to do this position because it doesn't matter. We don't ever have to make any money. We just get to levy taxes against the population and then just waste it in a lot of ways. Sorry if that hurts, but that's the way that it goes down, and I'm saying it like I seen it from the inside. So your peers won't understand either, but you'll get over it. People that are still in, friends of mine that are still in, they don't understand how life how awesome life is. And I actually got to go to retirement a while back because a lot of my peers now are retiring. This coming February will be my 20-year mark, and I'm going to actually have a party. This is when I could have gotten a retirement from the government, a crappy retirement from the government and pension. And I chose to put myself into an industry that I had no idea what I was doing, and I miserably failed over and over and over and over again and got lawsuits, et cetera, et cetera. But I'm going to do the stats because we're about to do a pretty awesome episode here about what has happened, what I lost, what I gave up monetarily wise, and then what has actually been the result from a purely financial standpoint, but also the freedom to finish this podcast and go home and have breakfast with my kids while people all over town are working and making me money. And I go back to this retirement and I see the guys in the same exact position they were in when I left, and great guys. They obviously have improved skill sets. They've moved up in positions, but as far as their humanity and the things that make you a complete man, you know, one guy's family's living in Florida because they didn't want to be subject to the woke stuff that's going on in New York and North Carolina. So they moved, but he wants to get that next rank, that position. He wants to retire as a sergeant major. And so his kids and his wife are in a different state from him because he has to get to this mindset. I got to change this position. And he's missing it. And I looked him right in the eyes and said, the only resource you should be concerned about is time. And this time you will not get back. And unsolicited, but I got a lot of history with this guy and let him go. And he's going to answer to the Lord before how he spends it and how he also has dominion over his family. But I got to be the guy that says that. And that's why I'm telling you now, your peers aren't going to understand. And I promise you, if you go out on your own and you do things and you live boldly and you identify the mark and you try to hit it for 5-6 years, when you go back to a retirement, when you're hanging around your old friends, they're going to be in the same spot. And it's incredible to be able to reflect as I left that and to just confirm that this decision I made was right, and who the individual that I am and the experiences that I've had eclipse what would have happened if I stayed in that area. The other thing is, you're not special. I think this maybe could be dovetailed under, you know, it's not about you, but a lot of you can think about, especially in an organization, in a job anyway, anywhere in the public sector, private, public, whatever, government, you can start to think, I'm pretty cool. You know, I mean, I went to the very, very top. There were no other positions except ascending the ladder within the area that I achieved. And I was looking up the ladder and I was like, I don't really want to be that guy. When I grow up, I don't really want my family to look like that. I don't really actually respect his moral compass that he's using. How is he? He's not managing. He's not providing reasonable. He's not providing good feedback to his people. The work is, you know, the three things that is from expert ownership, the three things people want: meaningful work, fair pay for that meaningful work, and feedback. I want to be understand, am I doing well? Where do I got to go to do better? How can I do this? And this stuff I'm trying to employ right now. We'll talk about that later as I start to unpack things with my own business and talk about that. You're part of a special organization. If you're in an elite unit like I was, if you're in a bank or whatever, you're a part of that system. You're a cog. It's a very complex organism. It all fits together. It's all subordinate. It's going to get paid no matter what if it's the government, because they're going to just take the taxes from the people and pay you. You don't have to be responsible for the result. And so it's just going to keep moving and it's going to keep being. And when you think, I'm the system, I'm so awesome, I'm the best, even though I was the position, the job title of the best in this organization, I can start to think, I'm pretty cool. I'm awesome. Look at these guys that are just radio men, or you know, they do my human resource stuff. And I can start to look down. I can start to think, oh, I'm pretty awesome. But I didn't see how much they supported my little part of this. I mean, it was the tip of the spear part, but there's this whole part of the spear that enables the tip to do what it does. And I didn't understand that until I had to do every job that they were doing for me for my own companies. And I realized I sucked at that. So I was really good at this shooting kind of elite hostage rescue raid kind of stuff, but I didn't know jack about what was required to get the bullets there, the stuff that was going on for medical, all these things behind. I didn't know, and now I do know how much I had to get better in all these other areas, or else my companies were going to fail, and I had to adapt to that. The next thing is you need to have a plan. If you're trying to leave the job you're in, you're trying to go somewhere else, you don't have three different things that you're trying to go to. You don't kind of try to hedge your bets over here. And you have a extremely limited resource of time. We all have 16 hours a day, plus or minus a little bit if you're healthy, to work, to have recreation, to lead our families, to do this. And everybody differentiates where they are by how they allocate those 16 hours a day. You can't allocate them to three to four different things. You can't do all these other things unless you've got systems in place, unless you understand that. And you're not going to have that built unless you've been building a business for years and you're just walking into something you've built. So in that instance, you need to have one thing. You need to figure out what that one thing is. You need to do an honest assessment, and then you need to go all in on that thing. And maybe quickly you're going to understand that's not the thing and you're going to switch, but you can't. And then also maybe you're going to want to switch. You're going to want to go to the next thing because it kind of sucks. It's not as cool as, you know, the juxtaposition that I do for me vocationally is I'm pulling a big old hairball out of this, you know, lady in her 60s shower drain as I'm demoing and trying to put a new shower in and stuff. And I'm thinking back to this time that I was going 55 miles an hour across the ground on a little bird, and I had a shotgun and I was shooting into the back of this car, and I was practicing the really dynamic kind of thing we did. And I was like, I went from that to this. What the heck is going on? And it was painful because it was nasty pulling that hairball out of that lady's drain. And I didn't like it. But guess what? It was feeding my family and I got to be home for dinner. So understanding it's a means to an end, and actually that if you just stay at the boring work and you keep doing it and you keep getting better, that life is going to get better. And it actually is enabling the main thing, which from where I sit is husband, father, parents, understanding how to lead your family well, support your husband, raise your kids well. That's the mission. There's nothing else. Everything else is a support function to building that productive household, which we've talked about on other episodes. Take off the 40-year-old Letterman jacket, dude. I've been to several dinners and veteran link-ups, and they all get around, and they all talk about that one time we did the big mish. And that one time I was awesome. And that one time that dude was an idiot and I saved the day. And none of them are talking about how their marriages are going right now. And if it does come up, it's usually, oh, my wife is so crazy. She doesn't get how awesome I was for 30 years in the military and how was God's get to freedom. And now she's crazy. Well, you know why? Because an entitled little brat from Special Operations, she has to deal with that guy every single day. And you can't come to grips with the fact that because you excelled at this part of this human spectrum, this much of it, and you're failing at so many other things, but you're going to get together with other guys in the afterlife and you're going to circle up and you're going to put your 40-year-old Letterman jacket on and you talk about how awesome you were back then. What about now? What are you doing now that is exceptional? What does your family look like? What does your business dealings look like? When I go to your bank account, when I look at your balance sheet, how effective are you being? What is the tale that is told by looking at the totality of your life? What is the story? Don't get together with your buddies and talk about all that. You're just the same as that guy in high school when you go back on Christmas leave and he's sitting at the hometown bar talking about the time they won state. You're doing it a little bit later. You've accomplished a little bit more. But on the spectrum, you're still way from the top, way away from what those truly exceptional are out there doing. And you're riding what you did for a certain period of time, and you're blaming other people, and you're not taking ownership. That dovetails right into this next one. Focus on your family more. as you're leaving, as you're going to another job, especially if you're in the military. For me, I was gone 8 months, 7-8 months out of the year for 14 years almost. And so that was a minority of my time that I had to be a dad, a minority of the time that I had to actually show empathy to my daughters and to love my wife unconditionally. And I actually was able to get it done because I had something on the other end of that 2 to 3 week period before the next cool training trip or whatever. And I just have to be a dad this much. And then I can go do the fun things for America and freedom and how I'm awesome at that. But then when I had 365 days of dinners at the house and I couldn't go anywhere else and I had to be home at night, and at the same time that I had to walk in the door, like Ben Merkel talked about in the episode, the same time I had to walk through that door while my businesses are failing and still be kind to my wife and children, when the financial stress and the failure and the reality of how much I had to improve as an individual was coming crashing down on me, I still had to be loving and faithful husband and father. And I failed at that. And I actually thought about, how can I deploy again? How can I take a cush contract job so I can save my family? How crazy is that? That I wanted to save my family by leaving. Your family is better with you there, but with you there doing the things you're supposed to do as a dad and as a husband, or as a wife, or wherever you're transitioning out of, you need to be there. The family unit works. Husband and wife, children, work, worship, community, all this stuff fits in the right spot, and you have to get every part of it right. You don't get to say, I just want to suck at relationships, or I want to just be fat, or I want to do this. It's emotional, physical, spiritual beings that we are, and we need to meet those needs. We need to be exceptional at that, and we can't cut these things out. And the issue is not retreat from it. Isn't go find your buddies and circle up and talk about how good you are at this little part of life, but it's being in relationship with people that will call you to the higher standard, even though they may be a little bit more overweight than you. They may not be able to shoot as good as you, but to be able to learn, oh, that guy's a better dad than me. That guy loves his wife better. And see the things that he can teach you and how it exposes your blind sides and your blind spots. And you do the same to him. And that happens in a genuine relationship. And it starts out with you, starts out with your wife, listening to your wife, starts out with leading your kids in this so that they see, my dad's got it together and I want to be like him. I want to learn from him. I want the wisdom from him. And you put other men and women around them so that if you're saying a little bit the wrong way, they can go to them. They can look at the men of your church and say, I want to be like that. The next and final thing is you have no idea how good it can be once you get out, and how unlimited potential in entrepreneurship and even being able to choose your job and move around and figure out the best kind of situation geographically, vocationally for you really feels when that's in your control. Now you can't, when you feel like it's out of your control, and it's out of your control because you haven't made the personal improvements that you need to make to get there, but when you make those improvements and you take ownership and you get into it and you start focusing on the boring work that actually makes a difference, it's amazing. It's amazing. And so I want to help as many of you guys as possible realize this, whether you're in the military, whether you're trying to find another job for somebody whose values align more within you, or you want to start something from scratch. That is what I want to help you do. I want to help you get there. I want to help you build a life that is exceptional because you're doing all the little boring things well. And that vehicle that enables you to do all the little boring things well is to understand how to turn your time into a most valuable return, whether that's a valuable turn relationally, spiritually, or physically, and part of that being money, resources that you can turn into other things, and you can trade that and understand that relationship. And how do I do that? And how do I keep everything in order? That's what we're going to talk about. And I've got some really exciting things to announce next week. I think I'm going to try to do it. I'm still kind of laying the track right now. We're working with our team to roll it out. But in the interest of that, and in the interest of these kind of things and seeing the how hard it is for men to have this under control in their life and seeing how it took me a lot of work. It took me 6 years to get to this point, honestly. And I'm fired up. I'm more fired up than I've ever been. And I want, you can have it. It doesn't matter what you've done in the past. It doesn't matter how dumb you feel like you are. You can make changes right now and you can start doing the boring work and you can get there. And I'm going to help you get there. So we're going to talk about it on the podcast, but also, I don't know if you know this, I'm probably going to send it out an email about it when I start dropping the offerings that we're going to make. And this is the deal. I'm convinced that I have to do it for fewer people. I've been trying to serve everybody. I've been trying to get everybody, You don't. I can't have any success with that. I'm going to get small groups of men together. I'm going to talk about the things with the guys that are committed and the guys that are able to compensate me for stopping building this, or not stopping building this, but it, relaying what I'm building and how I'm building it to them in a small format to where maximum gain is happening for maximum number, not the maximum number, but the maximum effects in families and in men. So stay tuned. It's coming next week. Sign up for our email list at spearing.co. Also, I really think this would be a great Veterans Day share for your buddies. And I'm not saying it has to be posted on social media. Just tag him. Copy the link from spearing.co, the show notes, send it to him, and then get together and have some discussion about it. I'm going to send this to one particular guy, and we're going to set up a time to get together. We're going to talk about it and do it locally. Do it face-to-face with another guy. And don't let Veterans Day be the day that you talk about how awesome life was and it's never going to be better. But let's let this be the Veterans Day. You talk about how awesome it was and how it built you, all the bad things and all the good things and all the things, the mistakes you made, to now build you into the human being that you are right now and enabling you to go forth and hit the mark now and identify it and push towards it. Let's do it together. You know how I can help? Share it with a friend. As always, have a good one.